When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day, and this part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Oh, my. My hot tub. Creative Energy's got a freedom to choose sale all month. Oh, sorry, only until July 15th. Is that like middle of next week?
Yup.
You only have a few days left to take advantage of this. You can score no sales tax or 0% financing for 24 months on hot tubs, saunas, and swim spas. Those swim spas are pretty cool. You know about that? They're like jetting water at you. So
yes.
you can basically mm-hmm. swim in place. So you get all your laps in. It's just, that seems fun. They're big though. You gotta go check them out. Hot tubs, saunas, swim spas. They've got it all at Creative Energy. This sale ends on July 15th. CreativeEnergy.com. I'll be very lonely in my hot tub for the
You
next
won't
two
be.
Days.
What I was thinking is, you know how they put a a cam on a like a bird's nest?
Yeah.
And then the world watches and waits for the eggs to hatch.
Mm-hmm.
How about if we get a cam on the, 24/7 cam on the Creative Energy hot tub at Sarah's? I bet they'd sponsor that.
That would be very expensive for them. I'll do it, Creative Energy, but I really feel
it's
like...
It's one of those Nest cams. I mean...
This is a retirement plan. You do it by subscription,
mm-hmm.
Kind of OnlyFans kind of thing.
Can I just...
And then, people will pay a lot and just sit there and wait for you to get in the hot tub.
I know, like, people are so into, like, 60-year-old ladies.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Ah.
Yeah. No, I've been told guys will do anything, so...
I mean, you did have a 30-year-old guy hitting on you the other day.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't. He was young enough to be my son, and we were chatting, and I think he was 40.
Wasn't he touching you and rubbing your leg?
He was all about it,
No, he wasn't. We were at a show together, and we both like Pink Floyd.
I remember you telling the story, and he was touching you and holding you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Sting.
Yeah, like exactly, like Sting. These things tend to morph over time. I can think of 1,000 examples. Anyway, Creative Energy.
Tell Bob she's your new BFF and goes right to her head.
Well, it's nice to have some backup, tell you that. Anyway, creativeenergy.com. You should get a hot tub. It's so good.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, you have one. But another one in the garage would be fine. That could be just for you, You'd know it would be only you in there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You like being lonely. You kind of miss it.
I actually have the weekend of myself coming up.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me.
No, everyone's going to the Russian River.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like Guerneville?
Guerneville. Of course. That's the party,
It's where the party people go. So they're just going to go hang out at the,
we have my family that has a place there. So, if you're Bay Area native.
Yep.
You spend time or have spent time
at the river,
at the Russian mm-hmm. River. Like that's what families do. And that's what her dad did growing up. And they all have sort of put in a lot of time there. So it's one of the spots they go and they're going and the kids are going.
They still have that little mini golf thing.
No idea.
Yeah. It's fun there. It really is. The kids they have a ball. Just like, I don't know. It's magic. Kids their age
mm-hmm.
hanging out at the river. Find the crawdads.
Yeah.
That's good times. So you're going to be alone all weekend.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm really, as to your point, I'm pretty good at it.
Are they bringing the dog?
No. Oh. Ripley and I will be hanging.
Oh, that'll be nice. Oh. That'll get you up and at them. I know how you are, lounging in bed all day.
You don't have to worry about me getting up and at them.
It's so different. Like, I'm super bummed that John's gone for 2 days. And you're like, I have the weekend to myself.
Well, no, I don't want to sound too joyful about it.
Well, tone it down a little then.
Yeah, talk about how lonely you're going to be instead.
Is that what I need to do? Feel sorry for myself? I don't. It's all right.
Walking around with that.
That's me. That's my theme song this week. Such a baby. John does this thing now. He's got an app called... Really? This is not sexy.
Oh.
It's actually kind of adorable, though. He's got this app called Merlin, and it's a bird identifier.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely bloody amazing. Like...
Bloody?
I didn't want to say the F word, so I said bloody instead.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
You're watching a lot of British TV.
Yeah.
That is true. So... You've got this app and you open it up to listen. And so if you hear a bird going crazy at your house, you know, you just, then it will tell you, it shows you pictures of it, shows you its range, tells you all about it. And it's like really accurate and you can listen to other people's recordings of it and stuff. And so now we know we have a red shouldered hawk and this little, a black Phoebe, which is a cute little bird.
Do you take a picture of it or do you record the sound?
You just record the sound and it immediately starts popping up possibilities and then it narrows it down and goes, it's this. So yesterday,
it's a Shazam for birds.
And it's actually kind of amazing. He's really into it though. Like last night, it's like 6 o'clock. I'm getting ready put my clothes together and getting my food ready and just getting ready for work. Mm-hmm. And he comes running in the back, bursts in the back door. He's like, "We've got a brown I can't think of the name. It's like a brown back chickadee." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, it's going like chickadee dee dee." Chickadee-dee-dee. I'm like, really? And he's like freaking out and showing me the pictures and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, it's so unexpected. Like everybody likes birds. Well, I mean, most people like birds. You like to hear birds singing.
I hate birds.
Yeah, I'm not into birds at all.
What?
They freak me out, man.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
They have too much power.
Oh.
They can fly.
Yeah, but they weigh like 4 ounces. Well, some birds, I suppose, are bigger. Geese are very dangerous.
As long as they stay away from me, I don't mind them. But yeah, just don't get near me.
Oh, man. My yard is just full of birds just waiting for my cats to kill them. Like, it's so...
My mom loves birds. She has a pet bird.
Oh, what kind of bird?
That I grew up with.
Ugh.
She's had it for over 20 years.
Oh, and it'll live another 80. Oh,
it's a
conure.
Type of parrot.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know they go
Judy?
Mad.
What's her name?
Janet.
Janet!
Damn it.
Is it a green conure with a yellow head?
It's green with some other colors going on.
Is it gone mad yet? Because the birds go mad after a while. They start getting...
They do get crazy.
Yeah, because they're smart and they don't want to be in a house.
I had a bird for
it
a really long time.
It used to have a mate named Princess.
Oh.
And she was crazy. And I think they were in an abusive relationship. And Princess passed away a few years ago. And Kiwi has just thrived.
Oh, Kiwi's like, thank God that bitch is gone.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. Princess used to attack me. She was obsessed with my hair. But my mom loves them. So
why keep
what
that
can
as
you
a
do?
Pet? Ugh.
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker. If I go on a date and you have a bird, done. I'm out.
Oh my God.
Listen to you.
Absolutely
go.
Out.
And that's why you're the only single one on the show.
Uh huh.
You really do have a lot of rules.
Yeah,
Mr.
there's a lot.
Mr. Batten 500.
That girl, there was a lady. Oh, you weren't there when we talked about this. There was a lady at our. Drag Me to Brunch show. She was sitting literally right in front of me.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
A very pretty lady. She was clearly someone, one of the boss's friends or something.
I think she's a client.
Whatever.
Or a friend of a client.
Very beautiful lady, but,
like,
but
beautiful.
Wearing a hat. And
by the way, it's pride. It's like a funny, you know, like a cowboy hat. She just looks adorable. She's got a whole get-up on for
so
pride.
I got Maddie to my left, and I'm like, I tap him and I'll point over to the lady. I'm like, there's a hat, but come on. And he goes, no way, bro.
No hats, dude.
It wasn't a cowboy hat because a cowboy hat could be cute sometimes.
It was like a bolero or something.
But it was
fine.
It clearly was like a fun hat for the day. I don't feel like she's a lady who's walking around in a bolero.
I don't even know what a bolero is. I got to look that
up. Sorry.
That might be a shoe.
Or a belt.
No hat listed. It says it's a Spanish dance, a type of music, or a short jacket.
Oh,
all right,
no,
well,
sure,
not a bolero.
A bolero jacket.
Whatever. I guess I was thinking sombrero and it wasn't that. Yeah. Either way, I just thought there's no way he's going to hold this line. And I point and he goes, yeah, no, I would never.
Yeah.
It's a personality thing. There's no
way. He goes, hat. The, you know, you guys are sitting to my left and I'm watching the show and I hear that conversation going on.
Oh, you did.
And I'm like, and I look over at the girl who is stunning, by the way.
Beautiful.
Like, really lovely.
Yeah.
You're nuts, dude. Like, that chick was cute.
No, she was cute. No,
but they were like almost getting heated about it. Like, Maddie's just adamant.
Yeah,
like, she's
no
got
way.
A hat on. I'm like, I guess if you want Maddie to stop stalking you, start wearing a hat.
Right.
And get a bird.
And get a bird and let him hear you pee. There's a lot of rules there.
Not really.
I mean, what if, can I ask a question about this? What if it's cold out and I put a hat with a pom-pom on it?
Well, no, that's different. That's a toboggan. Toboggan's fine.
A toboggan is a sled.
No, we call them toboggans. That's what we call them. I guess it's a West Virginia thing. We call the
hasn't come up since you left there then, huh?
Yeah.
Are you mad when you see a kid in a helmet? Like, what? Where do you draw the lines
of
hat?
It's a hat. It's just a big hat. You know, you all know what I mean. You know what kind of hats I mean. Like a ball cap on a lady can be really cute if you're going to a baseball game or doing something outdoors. But it's the big hats. I just,
So we're talking like more than 4-inch rim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a.
No dice.
Yeah, that's a good call.
But if she has one of those little like delivery boy caps on, you know, pinched in the front.
No.
What about a rakishly set beret?
No. No. Beret. Come on.
Well, that was a raspberry beret.
I'm not an animal.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway. Wow. Look at the time. I don't know where we started, but we've certainly ended up somewhere strange. The Fire Festival brand is for sale.
Oh.
It's one of the most notorious non-events in the history of music, and now it can be yours. Billy McFarland served about almost 4 years in prison when the original Fire Festival was a complete disaster in 2017. This year, he was saying, oh, no, we're doing it in Mexico. And Mexico was like, no, you're not. None of us have heard about this at all. That was Fire Festival 2, which, by the way, when Fire Festival didn't happen, don't call the next one Fire Festival 2. Like, maybe come up with a whole new concept for it. So at that point, this was, I think, maybe like May, we were hearing that McFarland was like, I'm going to sell the brand. I have a deal in place, seven figures. I'm going to sell the brand and the IP. And that, and apparently that fell through. So surprising.
Shock face.
So now he's auctioning it off on eBay. He put up an Instagram video where he said, whoever owns the Fire brand will have an attention engine to launch festivals, do merch collabs, do insane pop-ups, run live streams, or build a media brand. Just like he did.
Yeah, the rap is stellar.
Yeah.
Sterling silver, dude.
Believe it or not, though, people are actually biting. Do you want to?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're goofing on him.
No, there are 99 bids so far, and the price is higher than you think. Everybody take a guess. What is the bidding up to as of the time that this story was printed?
Does it count if it's a sixth grader named Timmy in his parents' basement?
Can he get on eBay?
I'm pretty sure
had to be like
kids
a registered
can do what they want
user.
When it comes to the internet.
I'll just put my dad's info in. So what if he winds up owing money? Take a guess. What is the price up to?
$100.
$300K. I'll say $301K.
Well, it's $200K, so that's a point for Bob. Bob starts the day ahead of the game. There are still 6 days left, though. I don't know what it'll ultimately sell for, or if it will. I mean, like, what a weird thing.
He's probably going to take the money and run somehow.
Yeah, but I mean, at that point, why doesn't he just hand over all the stuff? If someone wants to buy Fire Festival and they've got 200 grand to do it, I'd be like, okay, I'll cut my losses. At least I got 200K. I pay my rent this month. Diddy is awaiting his fate. We will be getting his sentencing on October 3rd. So mark your calendars for that. And finally, I'll leave you with this. We're not going to play the audio from this because it's actually not super intelligible. So I'll just tell you basically, do you remember when Mary Lou Retton was arrested for a DUI? Apparently one of the things she was yelling was, I'm West Virginia's first daughter.
I thought about it.
Yes.
she was West Virginia's first daughter, but I think Jen Garner has slid her out. I think now Jen Garner is
isn't
is
she
our
just like
daughter.
The second daughter? I mean, like this lady's still alive.
She was the first one. Yeah, I mean she was she yeah she
you're
was
saying
royalty.
She
West
was
Virginia
like the
royalty.
First person who oh West Virginia royalty.
Yeah, I mean she won a gold medal.
Do I have it wrong? Is Jen Garner Affleck?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's who that is? Mm. Yeah. She's West Virginia.
Yeah, she even won the Golden Horseshoe and which is
go on.
It's a test everybody takes that in West Virginia history class and if you make it to states you could it's called going and winning the Golden Horseshoe and she won it and she was
wait,
actually
so like instead
on
of
a talk show
instead of a spelling
sang.
Bee you go you need to know all your West Virginia
yes.
history.
Yes. I didn't make it out of regionals. Very sad.
Oh.
Still kick myself about that.
Mm. I'm so sorry. You could have been West Virginia's 400th son. Anyway, West Virginia's first daughter was blurrily yelling that into some cop's body cam. So if you want it, I'm looking at TMZ Sports. You can find it there.
Was she arrested in West Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say that might carry weight there. Yelling that in, you know, Beverly Hills is not going to go over. Right.
No. I'm sorry, where?
Well, I watched the video and it is hard to hear, but there's a one point where she goes, am I in Texas? And
oh boy.
Yeah, she was not.
Well,
she was really.
Would that carry weight in Texas? I really feel like the only place where you can yell that is West Virginia. Maybe Virginia. They'd be like, well, then head on back. We'll drop you at the state line.
Yeah, they wouldn't help you with that. Virginia.
All right, Vin, what you got coming up?
Yesterday, we talked about how companies are now. They're warning you. There's no work-life balance here. Right. That's what the money's for. I got your work-life balance right after these.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I am wrecked. It's Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. The Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily. Plus, links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your last chance Lady Gaga tickets. All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, for your last chance to win a pair of tickets to Lady Gaga.
Sweet.
I've seen her, and she is so good. You're going to love this show. It's on July 22nd at the Chase Center. Plus, you'll get a Lady Gaga merch pack, which includes her entire album catalog on vinyl. No record player? Who cares? It's still a killer prize pack.
Yeah.
Get one.
Yeah.
They're not that much. You can get one at like Urban Outfitters for like
$100. I was just thinking that, right.
And that's probably an expensive one.
They weirdly have like a whole little.
Yeah, I'm sure they got cheaper ones than that. Anyway, the entire album catalog plus those tickets, courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capitol Records, Gaga at 7:05.
Minutes from now.
Meet you here.
Or just stay.
Mostly sunny today after what appears to be another just morning cloud, morning haze, whatever you want to call it. Mostly sunny, mid-80s, another spectacular. Yesterday was picture perfect. Amen. I got to get in the ocean on the drive home. It just was enough to sort of felt so good. Look at me like in summer. Huh!
I can't believe you found some surf in the summer.
Yeah. It was fun. It was beautiful, and the water was super crystal blue. Like, it was, everything was there.
Mm.
Wow, this is, I can't not go. Okay, here's where we begin, everyone. The death toll in Texas has surpassed 100, but there are at least 160 people still missing in the Texas floods. So that is just where we stand now. I know it's not the best way to start the day, but Texas is still reeling. Like, this is really tragic. Strangely, despite the current atmosphere, Mexico has sent water rescue teams and firefighters to help in Texas after the holiday weekend floods that killed at least 100. So they are there helping in the face of.
Thank you, Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico, you're the best. I love you. I mean that too. Mm-hmm. I haven't been recently, but I used to go regularly. Anyway, there's where that stands. Now, I told you earlier in the week, actually, I think it was just yesterday, we did the story about how a bunch of companies are now just putting on the job listing, there's no work-life balance here. You're going to work your ass off. We're going to pay you, but you're going to work your ass off. That's what we're doing. We have work to do, and we're looking for employees who want to do that work.
You will be compensated, but you will not have a life.
You will, you know, that's where you sock that money away, and then you want to hit Europe on your, you know, 30th birthday.
Yeah.
Boom. Or whatever.
Just going to get bummed around Europe for a while. Sounds so fun, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
Mm.
I mean, I have some things I need to tend to bumming around Europe, but I'm sure it would be fun.
Yeah.
If you want a 9-to-5 that offers work-life balance, although this might be a little imbalance as well in that you aren't given all the money.
Oh, I hate that.
So, but if you want a 9-to-5 that pays hourly, a decent hourly wage, and offers that kind of lifestyle thing you're after, a new poll found shift workers found the happiest hourly job you can have is working at a dispensary for doobie weed.
Oh. Hmm.
92% of weed and vape store employees feel good or amazing about their job. Bruh, next on the list.
It feels amazing to work here. I love it.
I don't know. You know, I was mentioning the surf shop that I worked in surf shops from like 16 to 20 or something like that. 21 maybe. And you could get discounts on stuff, and often you build friendships with people and end up getting a lot of things for free.
And a lot of like-minded people, I'm sure, enter the store. And
absolutely.
It's got to be a pretty stimulating job.
I wonder if a doobie weed employee gets, you know, free goods to...
Well, I need to be able to tell the customers about, you know,
anybody?
How this blend over this blend might affect them.
They call them concierge because that's what they do. You go up and say, hey, I want to watch The Wizard of Oz. But I don't want to be freaked out during it. What do you got?
Well, I'm a weed sommelier. Let me tell you.
Yeah, there it is. That's what they are. The concierges are weed sommeliers, right?
I know my stuff.
This pairs well with a good rom-com. This pairs well with something
scary. Now, if you're looking for horror, here's the one you want. We call this Freaky Friday.
What do you have that is just shy of LSD?
It's all, these days, it's really all just shy of LSD.
Eat this brownie, the whole thing.
Yeah. Don't stop. Here, have another one.
Here are the 5 hourly jobs that have the highest job satisfaction. Weed and vape stores, catering.
Oh.
I'm surprised by that.
I'm surprised. That seems like a very tough job.
It is.
Mm. A lot of work, a lot of time on your feet, running around, cooking,
although,
traveling.
You know what? Because Party did that from the restaurant that he also ran.
Oh.
That's Christina's dad.
So he'd cater a party.
And there's something about people who like that sort of being on. We're on. We got to get this stuff out. We got to get the...
Everybody look sharp.
And it's a real, like... mad rush, and then you get to exhale when everything is set.
Mm.
So maybe that's it.
Probably goes fast too. There's a lot to do. There's probably not a lot of like hanging around waiting for stuff to happen. People want to be fed.
5 hourly jobs that have the highest job satisfaction: weed and vape stores, catering, cafes and coffee shops, dentist offices.
Really? Hmm.
And gyms, high on the list. At the other end of the list, hourly workers at pharmacies feel the most stressed and frustrated by their job. I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. I need my pills.
There's 12 understaff people back it. There, and, uh-huh. and no one's even looking toward the line of people. Like, okay, I had all day to do
I don't
this.
Know where you're going there where they have 12 employees. Most of them have 2 employees, and there's a line at the car spot, the drive-thru, and a line in the store. And they're just under it. And then there's the person up front going, What do you mean it cost? It didn't cost that much last time. My insurance changed? No, it did not. Oh, it did? Oh. Yeah. And the whole line is like, okay, and I'm 10 back and I'm going to listen to that convo every time.
Times, I swear my doctor gave me a prescription for this Vicodin. You got to refill my Vicodin.
I've never heard that one, but I'm sure it happens.
It's pretty common.
The rest of the bottom five.
Like everyone has a 15-minute problem when they get up there. Yep. It takes forever. I was going to say Amazon has a pharmacy now.
Amazon drivers are on the list of the least happy hourly workers. Pharmacies, postal workers, Amazon drivers, people at vet clinics.
Oh,
that's hourly surprising. Workers at doctor's offices and other hourly jobs in healthcare.
The vets, you got to see people at some of the saddest moments of their lives. You know what I mean? When they have to put a pet down or
the lady that had to help me with Willa got to see me absolutely blubbering on the floor, holding her and crying my freaking eyes out. She goes, "I'll leave you for a minute." And I was like, yeah, that'd be great. Yikes. Yeah, that's a daily occurrence. Not fun.
Well, and people get into vetting because, did you say this?
I did.
They love animals, but they're only going to see the sick ones.
Yep. You find out the hard way that this isn't about petting.
The animals don't want to be there. They know. They're just coming in for shots, like a wellness visit.
No, they
just are on the ground. So bummed out.
My brother-in-law is an Amazon delivery driver, and he's been bitten by multiple dogs.
Susan's brother?
Yeah.
You already call him your brother-in-law, huh?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, I'm not.
Simplicity.
Okay.
Yeah, but he had a huge bite on the back of his thigh a couple of years ago from a dog.
Oh, my God.
And so then he said he delivered to that house again later, and they had changed where to drop off the packages. So it was no longer the back door.
At least they didn't continue to do
that.
Let
the dog eat the people delivering stuff. Does he hate the job?
I don't think so.
Mm. I would think that being a delivery, I mean, I have no idea what kind of pressure they're under, but, there you are out driving around. It seems like there would be worse jobs than that.
I could never do it. It's everything I hate. Driving.
Oh.
Geolocating things.
Oh.
Oh, God, no.
I'm kind of with you. And also the whole, you finish the truck and there's just another one waiting tomorrow for you. Just start it over.
That's true.
And you got to find parking, double parking and people yelling at you and beeping their horns.
Delivery drivers.
Thank you, delivery drivers.
Don't honk at delivery drivers.
A lot of people doing that kind of stuff now.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Three of the first five countries to send someone to space are no longer countries. The USSR, Czechoslovakia, and East Germany.
Oh. Huh. No questions.
It's very weird to be someone who, when you heard old people when you were a kid and they talk about the changes in the world and you'd be like, oh God, here we go.
Mm.
And now we're that. You don't know the USSR? How could you not know that?
Right.
Well,
back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
It's not on the map anymore.
I know.
The map changed.
Yeah, it's all broken up. There's a guy, though. He wants to put it back together.
What is Czechoslovakia right now?
Czech Republic.
And Slovakia.
Just Slovakia?
I believe so.
Oh, split?
Yeah, Czech Republic.
Czech Republic and Slovakia.
Then, yeah. Huh. Two separate.
And I totally remember the Olympics because they had East Germany and West Germany athletes.
Mm-hmm.
East Germany was pretty good. Surprisingly good. People from the same area. Somehow East Germany was way better. I wonder how that happened.
But not the judges. They always gave low rankings to the Americans.
Freddie Mercury signed off on Wayne's World scene where the guys sing along to Bohemian Rhapsody while he was on his deathbed.
Aw.
Freddie loved it and approved.
Rest in peace, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
was just one of the voices of all time.
The next time there will be a full moon on Friday the 13th is August of 2049.
Wow.
Mark that down.
All you werewolves out there.
You know, all the people who need to know stuff.
2049? Are you kidding me? That seems crazy. Is that year even coming? Hey.
We don't know. It might not.
Isn't the latest Blade Runner 2049?
Yeah, the one with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, and Ana de Armas.
By the way, now that movies come up, someone texted in yesterday and said, hey, where's Bob's movie review? What is happening with that? Is that gone? Where's our homework?
It's not gone. We're going to announce a new movie tomorrow.
Oh!
Yeah, we have a little thing going on today, but it won't be tomorrow. It'll be next week.
Right.
So you'll have a week to do it.
I'm glad you asked, Vinny. Are you excited?
I am. I'm a little surprised that there's a whole thing going on that we've discussed that I'm not party to.
Well, we did it right when we were in here. Yeah, some of us get here a little earlier than you.
I need to make an entrance. That has to happen.
Oh, I agree.
With your oatmeal. And your Santa Cruz merch.
And your handsome smile.
I always know when I hear the door.
I know, clunk. Clunk,
and I'm like, there he is.
He's here.
You guys, you're making that up.
Put away all the fun stuff, everybody.
Everyone try to look professional. The boss is here.
Oh, for God. Do I really clunk the door?
Well, we know exactly what time you're going to get here. No. So we hear it.
The door
we
does
all
clunk,
look at each
though.
Other and go, Oh, is everything clean? Here. Is everything all straight?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, the catering scene in Love Actually is by far the funniest scene in the movie, Vinny, and I bet you don't remember it. I don't remember
so
it.
So good.
Explain that to me.
It's when he's talking about to his friend. Well, actually, there's a whole bunch of stuff with that. There's one where he's telling his friend how he's gonna go to America, but I think they're driving to the catering thing. It's the lady. She's standing there by this is a pretty blonde lady. She's like leaning against the window. The guy comes over and says, you don't like that. That's not very good, is it? And they should have got a better caterer. She's like, I'm the caterer.
Oh.
She's standing there. He's all.
Whoops.
But that guy is sort of like the little recurring funny thing in the whole. And he's got a big knob. That's a line from it.
Who does?
The guy. He's singing it about himself.
Oh.
A bottle. You had to
I don't
just.
Know.
I'm just.
Suzanne, the mail lady here, listening on Odyssey. I fell on Monday and shattered my elbow and broke my ulna and radial bones.
Jesus, you ruined your arm.
Steps are a hazard. Still listening at home.
Oh,
thanks.
Thanks for telling us.
Postal people were on the list of the least happy. Someone said those people at the dispensaries are called bud tenders.
Oh, that's adorable.
My son works at a dispensary and he hates it. But he does get a lot of freebies.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad to hear, despite him not liking it, that he is continuing to work until he finds other employment to jump into. That trend where people go, I quit! And then they're out of work for 6 months. I don't understand how they... How...
I know. I've just never
had
that
bills?
In me.
What are you...
Oh, no, I live at my mom's house. She loves me so much.
Good morning. So I guess Maddie didn't like the beginning of Titanic when we first meet Rose as she's wearing a big hat.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, it's a personality.
But it's olden days. You can't even take, except one in a period piece.
I'm not judging the movie. But if she walked up to me with that hat on.
You'd reject her. Who's the hottest girl in the world?
Oh, this will be good.
Hottest girl in the world. Salma Hayek.
Salma, I guarantee you I can find a picture of her with a hat on. She's always in a bikini with her sun hat on.
Sun hat's a different deal.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
A sun hat,
sakes.
I feel like, is exactly what you're talking about. It's like a big,
It's a big,
hat.
Floppy, useless hat.
I saw this post just yesterday with Salma Hayek, and it shows, it says... 50 years old. Wait.
Okay, she could not have a larger hat on.
Yeah, it's the biggest hat in the world.
It's literally got a 6-foot wingspan.
It's bigger than anything else in the photo.
Yeah, she could hold it in front of her and you'd see nothing.
The thing I saw yesterday was 50 looks different now. And it's a photo of Angela Lansbury at 50 in the 80s wearing a dress buttoned up, a turtleneck dress. And it shows Salma Hayek in a bikini right next to her, and they're both the same age. Mm. And there is no way.
Yeah. Give Angela Lansbury a break. I mean, she was playing, you know, the murder she wrote, Jessica, whatever her name was on that show.
I would not date her. Angela
Lansbury. Oh, you're doing it to me.
Angela Lansbury?
Jessica, what is it?
I don't remember what her character's name was. I loved
it. And I didn't even watch it.
Yeah. They were like based on Agatha Christie things, right? I can't remember exactly.
No, it's every time she'd go to a town, there'd be a murder. She played Jessica Fletcher.
Jessica Fletcher. And she was cute, but she was like, I don't know. She was supposed to be like.
Old?
Yeah. Like a lady it's very unassuming. She comes in and solves the murder. So smart.
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, geez. Well, I was Googling Salma Hayek in a hat. So Big Brother and lurking on social media.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice
at
97.3.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.